Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics, and happy, is it hump day? Today's Wednesday.
Oh, son of, I thought today was Thursday. I legit was waiting for you to go, happy Thirsty Thursday.
We get to do something cool today, though, Steve Miggs, you.
What's
and
that?
I. We're going on the TV.
We are.
We're going on the TV.
We're going to be on New Day Northwest.
Playing some sort of a Halloween game.
And we're supposed to wear Halloween costumes. And I realize I do not have a Halloween costume other than the Hooters outfit.
Wear it.
Which I was like, I can't wear that on TV. I don't think they want to see that. So then I got to go. I was like looking through all my boxes to see if do I have anything. And what did I find? My Bert and Ernie costume that Ted and I wore to the Fish concert back when we got really messed up and dressed up as Bert and Ernie for a Fish concert at the Key Arena, now Climate Pledge. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm going as Bert today with no Ernie.
Just Bert.
Just Bert.
I mean, is Bert the superior between Bert and Ernie?
I feel like he's the top.
Yeah.
Wow. Like the top guy.
The top guy. Okay.
Top guy.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Bert and Ernie, there are two of you. You could have brought the Ernie costume for Taryn.
I don't have the Ernie costume. Oh. Ted has it.
Well, you could have made an Ernie costume at home.
You could have stopped at Ted's house, woke him up. I'm sure he would have been fine with that.
Of course. I think I'm going to go witch, though, maybe even a basic witch and bring a pumpkin spice latte or something like that.
Oh, so you're going to go real easy.
Easy?
Yeah. He's going to wear like a witch hat and that's it?
I might wear black lipstick.
Okay, fine.
I might have a cape.
Ooh. I just don't want to look like the idiot with a unibrow and a stupid Bert costume and I'm sitting next to some woman with a hat and a coffee.
Well, if anyone would like to see how it goes down, you can set your DVR. New Day Northwest airs at 11 o'clock. Are you ready to inform the Rockaholic,
Let's
Steve Miggs?
Let's freaking go.
Let's do it.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Miggs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Salon. Today it's National Texture X Day. Oh. All right, so what are you texting your ex?
If I had his number, I would say...
It could be any ex. It doesn't have to be the ex-husband.
I would say, don't tell your mom I said hi. Oh.
Wow. Did you not like his mom?
No.
She was a bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Maybe I'm a bitch, too. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, 3 out of 4 members of the show would confirm.
What would you send?
Can I get my 311 hoodie back finally?
Oh.
Like I think that's it, and that's like a That's not even the last girlfriend. That's like many girlfriends ago. She kept that damn thing, and I loved that. I had that from college. You know, it's one of those things where you wish you could get it back.
Oh, bummer.
Otherwise, you know, honestly, I have no... I mean, it didn't end well, but I mean, life moves on. I'm happy. I probably just text him. I hope you're good.
That's nice.
Now, Sarah, I feel like we have a whole different type of text. Like, well, first of all, I don't know if they can get text messages behind bars.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I could text that guy. I'd probably say, I don't miss you at all. I mean, honestly.
Like, thanks for sharing. Well, it's text your ex day. What about you, Danny?
Tell Lily I love her.
Aww.
See, me and Steve are the more namaste ones on the show.
See, we're mature. We've grown.
Yeah. Danny, you have to be namaste. You share a child with her.
Yeah. He didn't say he was texting that girl.
Just a random girl.
So another girl in New Mexico. Just if you see my daughter, tell her I said hi.
Okay.
Hey, yesterday, man, what a game for our Seattle Kraken. What the hell is going on? Brandon Montour. Man, it's not often that a defenseman gets a hat trick. It's also not very often that a defenseman gets a natural hat trick. And what that is three consecutive goals. He had the natural hat trick. Also had an assist, so it was a four-point game for him as he helped the Seattle Kraken beat the Montreal Canadiens 8-2. And I missed most of the game because I was at ballet class with Tatum. We get home. I quickly put on the TV, but it's like in between periods, so it's commercials. So I'm like, F it. I'll go upstairs and do some laundry. I'm doing laundry, and then all of a sudden I hear the Tatum stomps going up the steps going, I gotta tell Daddy. I'm like, what the hell is she about to tell me? So I pull out my phone just to get ready for her, and I start recording, and this is what she comes in to tell me.
Okay, what's going on?
The Kraken is winning.
What's the score?
Six.
They have six?
Mm-hmm.
I do like the score was just six.
Yeah. It's a great score.
That's amazing. I love that you came up. You came up just to tell me that?
Yeah. Go Kraken.
So I'm like, this is amazing. What a good kid. I'll come down and watch the rest of the game with you. Sit down, put on the game. It just starts the third period. She goes, Daddy, I want to watch Clifford the Big Red Dog. I'm like, what kind of trick are you pulling on Dad?
Kids just do not have the attention span to be sports fans like us. It's so disappointing.
And the Kraken next up for them tomorrow. They're in Toronto taking on the Maple Leafs.
After the recent fires were set at some ballot drop boxes down in Vancouver and Portland, there are, of course, heightened security concerns ahead of the November 5th election next week. They're going to be having 24-hour security for drop box locations statewide. Plus, law enforcement will be increasing patrols to safeguard this election process.
What the hell is going on? People setting fire and exploding ballot boxes. We've lost our mind.
We have.
We've collectively lost our mind. And yesterday, I think a lot of Yankees fans were losing their minds because, well, they avoided getting swept in the World Series with a huge 11-4. I mean, they're like the Seattle Kraken.
They broke it open.
They sure as hell did. 11-4, beating the Dodgers in Game 4. But they still have an uphill battle because now they're down 3-1. Game 5 is tonight in New York. So the Dodgers could still win the World Series tonight. We'll see what happens with that. As far as weather, we're going to hit a high of 50 degrees.
Ooh.
It's going to be cloudy. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above. And that's what's up.
We mentioned how the Yankees won Game 4 last night in New York, but a couple fans ended up getting kicked out and missed seeing their favorite team win.
And they probably spent like thousands of dollars to go to this game.
And what they did was completely stupid. We're going to tell you what went down at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
In the bottom of the first inning last night, Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts caught a foul ball just over the side of the wall in right field. And then a Yankees fan started pulling on his glove, trying to rip the ball out.
The video of this is just unreal. I mean, it was an aggressive attempt.
Well, then there was another fan that was holding on to Betts' other wrist. And then we have the play-by-play of the announcers telling us what was going on.
Wide right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out. And fan interference. And yeah, Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. Pries the ball out of there. A for effort.
Well, he won't be watching the game much longer.
Wow, he might. No, this chance. From a TV. He'll be watching this on the TV.
He'll be watching from somewhere else.
And they were right. Because there's video then of fans that were shooting of like security escorting the two of them out. But these two guys were just total like knuckleheads. They're like looking at the security and also the umpire and Mookie Betts. And they're like, what? He came into our area. Like as if like what they did was okay.
Do you think there will be any further repercussions? Like,
I don't know.
Do you think they're going to like say they can never come back to that stadium again or anything like that?
They might pull one of those kind of things. I feel like that's enough punishment because I can't imagine that they got those tickets on the cheap. I don't think they showed up an hour before game time and got them for $40 like we do at Kraken games. I feel they probably dropped, you know, at least $1,000. That's what I was hearing. Like, some of these tickets, especially that close to the field.
Oh, sure.
I did love some of the comments on social media because some people were turning this into a meme, and one person said, this is exactly what it looks like when my dog's trying to get the tennis ball out of my hands, or another person like, that's how it looks when I'm trying to get the tennis ball out of my dog's mouth.
Yes.
But the Buffalo Wild Wings had the best response. They showed the video and they just said, this is what happens when there's one wing left.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. The final score ended up being 11-4. That was a wild game.
Yeah. They missed out on a great win by the New York Yankees. And they were kicked out in the first inning. Because that happened right at the beginning of the game. Dumbasses.
Yeah, total dumbasses.
Especially, I mean, the guy trying to pull the ball out, that was pretty dumb. I mean, that was very dumb. But then the other guy who's grabbing Mookie's wrist, like helping his buddy, like no, you can't have this ball. I'm like, my God.
Accomplice.
Alcohol, kids.
I will say that I have a conspiracy that they threw the game so that way they could win in L.A.
Oh, you think so?
That was my thing watching it last night because I was like, "What are we doing, guys?"
I think it's Fox. They're making sure that this game goes at least 7.
Oh my God!
Because the ratings have been so good, they're like, we can't have the Dodgers sweeping the Yankees.
No.
We need a couple of fans trying to steal balls from players.
Well, I know none of us have any personal experience getting kicked out from anything ever because we're always so well behaved.
What was it, like our first month together as a show? We got collectively kicked out of a bar.
Yeah. But when were you kicked out, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and tell us about the time that you were asked to leave. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Linkin Park.
Yes, the Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, when were you kicked out? Tell us about the time that you were asked to leave. 206-803-ROCK. This is all stemming from a couple of fans that got kicked out during the World Series game last night as they tried to yank a ball out of Dodgers player Mookie Betts' glove.
Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out and fan interference. And yeah, Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. A for effort.
Well, he won't be watching the game much longer.
Wow, he might. No, just chance. From a TV. He's going to be watching
on the TV. He's watching from somewhere else.
And someone just texted in saying that they heard that they're season ticket holders, and they will be able to go back tonight.
Oh, wow.
So I guess it was enough punishment just to get kicked out of that one game. I mean,
want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Was right at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
Maybe they just pitched a good argument for why they did it. I think there's really no... I mean, the video just proved they're just knuckleheads.
206-803-ROCK, when were you kicked out? Tell us all about the time you were asked to leave. Robert in Marysville, this was high school for you. What happened?
Yeah, hi, Karen. I was a high school accounting class, and she was just doing a review. I knew everything she was talking about, so I was just sitting there reading my book. She called on me and I don't remember what she said, but I said back to her, oh, but this is so much more interesting than you are.
Oh.
And, and the thing is that I was so oblivious at that age that I had no idea how bad what I was saying. But the punishment was she sat me out in the hall, so I just sat there and continued reading my book.
And you didn't have to listen to her. It sounds like a win-win.
Yeah, I even remember the title of the book still. It was the greatest short science fiction stories of all time.
Funny how you remember the title. That's pretty funny. Looking at some of the text messages at 206-803-ROCK, I like this one. Kicked out of Pearl Jam in Idaho after six songs from my buddy smoking a joint.
Oh no.
But my wife wishes that we were next to that guy and we all got kicked out because she's not as much of a Pearl Jam fan as I am. She was good for about an hour and then she's just like, oh, is this over yet? I'm like, oh no, we got at least two more hours. She's like, two more hours? What?
Saddle up, sister.
She's like, quick, get me a joint. Let's get kicked out of this place. Not the one I remember. And it really bummed me out. I remember, and still am, a huge fan of the band The Strokes. Mm-hmm. And they played at the Paramount Theater. And it was one of, like, an incredible show. I got to interview the drummer Fab. I think it's Fabrizio or whatever. I don't remember. But Fab Moretti. And I got to interview him. Had a great interview. Dude could not be nice. He's like, here's a couple of passes for after the show for you and your friends. Come hang out with us. We're going to be in the bar at the Paramount when everyone gets kicked out. We're going to take it over and just kind of hang out. I'm like, what? In. Well, my then girlfriend, many girlfriends ago, was wasted. By that point, she was just in bad shape drunk. And I'm like, how are we going to pull this out? And I'm like, so just got to just stand up. Just keep it together. Keep it together. We get into the little after show party. I see Fab. He gives me a big hug. And he's like, oh, I'm glad you stuck around. I'm like, this is like a dream come true. Like, how awesome. One of my favorite bands. I'm going to get to hang out with them. My then girlfriend then sits on the bar stool and proceeds to just fall.
Oh, no.
And it wasn't graceful. You couldn't say, oh, she just missed. It was a drunken fall. And the security's like, you guys got to go. And I was like, oh, Tagger.
Oh, how's she doing these days, Steve? Good?
I don't know. You know, I'm
National Text Your Ex Day?
I'll ask her how she's been since she got us kicked out of the Stroke show. Someone said my wife got kicked out of a Blue October concert. She dragged me with her. Lucky for me, some other sober wife was already babysitting her husband who had been kicked out. So I went and finished the show with my sister-in-law.
Oh, good crew.
Oh, yeah. I mean, still my favorite, though. What's that thing?
I have the most Danny story ever, which was getting kicked out of a Blink-182 show because I got too aggressive in the pit.
Ooh.
How do you get too aggressive in a pit?
Here's the thing.
Well, I guess it's Blink-182. It's not Slipknot.
Well, here's the thing is we were at the show, and it was in Albuquerque at, you know, basically what was our White River Amphitheater. And I bought pit tickets. I was so excited. I think it was like the first time I saw Blink. And I get in the pit, and they were not allowing moshing. The security guards were like, do not mosh. If you get aggressive, we will kick you out. And everyone...
Was this like a venue rule? Because I've been in some places where they do have like a rule.
Sure.
And I wonder if the band knew.
I don't think they did. But like, of course, me being me, I'm like, I want to mosh. So I'm like waiting for it. And everyone's mad. Everyone's mad that we can't mosh during like different songs.
Was it during Adam's song?
During the last song, of course, damn it. I just am like, I'm going to go mosh. I don't care. So I go in and I intentionally elbowed the security guard as I ran into the pit.
That always ends well.
I was like 21.
You're so punk rock.
I was so drunk.
F the authority. I'm going to show you who's boss.
I've never been picked up so fast by the guy. And the guy was like 6 foot. He picks me up, grabs me, puts me in a sleeper hold, and drags me out of the venue, hands me over to police, and police had to escort me out of the show.
Wow, Danny's a bad boy.
I also asked if I could buy a piece of merch as they were escorting me out. They said no.
He's like, here, dude, here's $40. You just get that green shirt.
Yeah.
And just hand it to me over the fence.
Cops were not having it.
Oh, Rockaholics. Good work. We would love to see if there's someone who has the bravery, the self-confidence, the belief in self to take down Steve Miggs this morning.
The bravery.
It takes a lot of guts to call up and take you down.
Look at you.
206-803-ROCK is the number, and Steve's record is 304 wins, 90 losses, and 53 ties.
Are you brave enough? Do you have the guts?
Put your money where your mouth is. 206-803-ROCK.
Do you have the testicular fortitude, guy or girl?
We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.